Before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. This is something that we've mentioned in the past, but it comes from this Gemara, so it's worth very, very quickly acknowledging. And that is the hafla in his Panim Yafes, right in the beginning of Parashas Vayera, where he says the Yisai that the Chasam Sofer repeats in his name throughout his Sfarim, hafachba vafachba de kulaba. And that is that a person's mission in life is not to make himself as perfect as possible, but rather it's to try to make the people around you as perfect as they can be. And really, the Avodas HaKodesh is sometimes for a person to give up on his own personal aliyah to help people around him. That's the oimekim. A rav doim al malach Hashem tzvak misivakish toim repiu. If a rav is like the malach and he's willing to be an oimed, a malach is an oimed. If a rav is willing to be an oimed, yivakish toim repiu. Because if the Rebbe's thinking about his own aliyah and he's not so concerned and concentrating on everybody else's aliyah, so if that's the case, you shouldn't learn from him. But regardless, this is the yisoid that the Chasam Sofer says again and again and again, and it comes from that flaw. One of the places that flaw says it is in Panim Yafes, in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. And in the middle of that piece, he teaches that this is Pshat in the Pasuk, Tzadik Katom of Yifrach, Ke'erez Balvanon Yiskin. Chazal say, that why is the Tzadik compared to a Tamar? The Tamar is Oysepeiros, the Tzadik is Oysepeiros. Why is he compared to the Erez? The Erez is Ein Gizay Machlef, so to the Tzadik is Ein Gizay Machlef. And he says, Ayin Tainis Tav Chafei, the Gemara that we just learned. So says the Hafla, that the Pasuk is saying, Tzadik Katom of Yifrach, the objective of the Tzadik is to be like the Tamar. Meaning, the Erez, you think of the cedar trees, the Erezei Halvanoin. So you think of big, strong, powerful trees. The Tamar? Tamar's Isoperes. It's enjoyable to sit underneath. It's the visual is very nice. The Tamar enhances everything around it. The Erez is Stolz. The Tamar is Isoperis. It's Elon, Bamea Varechacha. That's what the Tamar is. So said the Hafla. The Tzaddik's job is to be like the Tamar. And if he's going to be like the Tamar, he's going to give himself up. He's going to compromise on his own aliyah. You know what's going to end up happening? Mitalmida Yosem Mikulam, like the Chasam Sofer always says. He's going to end up being Ke'erez Balvono Yiske. Tzaddik Katamar Yifroch. The Tzaddik should make himself like the Tamar. And if he's going to make himself like the Tamar, he's going to see he's going to lose out nothing. Ke'erez Balvan and Yiska. He's going to end up being the Tamar, and he's going to end up being the Erez, because at the end of the day, when a person gives himself up for Yena, he doesn't lose. In no area of Ruchnias do you lose when you give away. V'nosnu, you give tzedakah, it comes back. It's true in every area of life. In Torah, mitalmida yoyisem ikulon, this is the concept. But either way, tzadik atoma yifrach, you're not going to lose. It's going to be Ke'erez Balvan and Yiska.